Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the roof over our heads, the clothes on our backs. We thank you for our food, Father. We thank you for all things, Father, because without you, Father, we have nothing and we can do nothing, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for those behind prison bars, oh God, that they will call on the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will uplift them in their spirits, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the souls all over the world, oh God, that do not know Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that they will call upon the name of Jesus, that their souls might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, Father. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said you came for the lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said in your word you didn't want anybody to perish, oh, Father, but you all could be saved through you, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for your holy word, oh, Father. We pray for our leaders all over the world, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, give them strength to do what you have called them to do, oh, Father. We pray for the leaders of the country, oh, Father, that they too, oh, Father, will lead in the way that you intended for them to lead, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, Father God, for your divine protection, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed over 2,000 years ago, oh, Father. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh, Father. We thank you for showing us how much you loved us, oh, Father, that you sent your only son, oh, God. Oh, God, we just praise you and worship. We exalt your name. We come to praise you. We come to exalt your name, oh, how, oh, Father. We praise you for your word. We praise you, oh, God, for your holy word that brings healing and deliverance, oh, Father, that set the captives free, Father. We thank you for your very, very, very holy, holy, holy word, Father, that restores, oh, God, that heals, oh, God, that delivers, oh, God, the souls and the minds of your people, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for your holy word, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for your love, oh, God. We thank you, God, that you loved us so much that you sent your only son to take the sins of the world upon his body, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we just praise you right now, Father. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name, oh, God, for deliverance in every era of our lives, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you will meet each and every person under the sound of my voice. Meet the very need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We just thank you right now for meeting our needs, oh, Father, supernatural, wherever they are right now, God, in their life, whatever they need, oh, God, right now, Father. We just thank you for doing it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God, for making a way out of no way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. We thank you for your power, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we honor and we give you praise, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. The scripture reading will come from Mark the 11th chapter for the message today. Mark the 11th chapter, and then in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entire chapter, I'm going to start reading at verse 22. And the word of God reads, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." And our key scripture is 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, "Have faith in God." And that's the title of our message today, is Have Faith in God. Now, I have a question for you today. Do you have faith in God? Where is your faith in God? Do you really believe that God can do what he says that he can do? Do you really believe that you can have what God says that you can have? Well, the scripture just told us that we have to have faith in God. Our spirit must believe, our spirit must have trust, and our spirit must have faith in God. It says, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, it shall move." But we got to have faith in God. And oftentimes in our lives, we don't truly have faith in God. We have faith in everything and everybody except God. We have faith in the world. We have faith in man. We have faith in the world system, but we don't have faith in God. But in order for us to make it in this time, because we're living in the last days, and we're going to have faith in God to make it. Because faith in itself means that I believe what my God says. I can have what my God says that I have. But in order for me to do all of these things, because we know those that believe in Christ Jesus, that there's nothing too impossible for God. Now, I don't know where your faith is with God, but I do know that in order for your faith to be strengthened, in order for you to have that faith in God, you're going to have to go through something. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You're going to have to go through something in order for your faith to be where it needs to be in God. Because the scripture still tells us that we got faith, we can move mountains if we got faith. In other words, the Bible tells us that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, which is a very small seed that grows into a big plant. That's why when we have faith in God, we go through something and it strengthens our faith. But we have to have faith in God that does not waver. We have to have faith in God when we pray, to believe, when we ask in faith. Even though we can't see it. Just Tuesday night, God preached a message through me. Where is your faith? Because when the disciples was on the boat, and the wind was beating against the boat, and the water was coming into the boat, the Bible says at that point they didn't have any faith. Because Jesus asked them, where was your faith? So in the times of storm and whatever it is that's coming against you, you have to tell it to move by faith. See, and when Jesus told him, he said, ye a little faith. Where did you lose your faith? Because at that time, Jesus was with them. He was there in the flesh with them. But their faith was weak. That's why James tells us, he says this particular scripture, he said, but let him ask in faith and not nothing wavering. And for he that wavers is like the waves of the sea. And it's tossing to and fro. So our faith must be in God. It must be stable. It can't be fluctuated. It can't be faith going to and fro. Because many times when we can't see what's ahead of us and we're going through this storm as the disciples were going through the storm, hallelujah, when we cannot see what God is doing, or we can't hear his voice, because sometimes God is silent when you're going through, just to see when you still have faith in him to believe. Because it says if we believe in what God has said, it shall come to pass. But we must have faith, not just when things are going good in our lives, but when we're going through our trials and tribulation in our lives, because they are going to come. And we must have faith in God. Even now, we have to have faith. Now is the time that you need to be building your faith in God. Because as we see it, as we cut the television on, and we see all the things that's going on in the world, we don't want to depend on man's system. We want to depend on God. We want to have our faith in him to feed us. We want to have our faith in him to provide for us. We want to have our faith in him to deliver us out of whatever we're going through in our lives. We have to have faith in God. We have to have faith in God to know that God can restore and rebuild and renew if we keep our faith in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we will keep our faith. If we keep our faith in him, he's a healer. But you got to have faith in him. He is a deliverer. But you got to have faith in God to believe that he's a deliverer. How can you be delivered if you don't believe that he is a deliverer? I'm a living witness that he's a deliverer. I'm a living witness that he is a provider. I had my faith in God. Oh, hallelujah. I was in the deepness of darkness. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But I had faith in God. I stayed in the word, and I prayed, and I called on the name of Jesus. And it seemed like the more that I called on the name of Jesus, the more that my faith began to grow, the more that I began to believe, it seemed as though the situation even got darker. And that's the way it is. Because, see, the devil don't want you to have faith in God. He don't want you to believe, nor do he want you to have trust in the Savior. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to have faith in God to believe everything that he said in his word. We can move mountains, but it's by our faith. We can speak to the thing, and it's got to move, but we got to have faith. That don't mean that we ain't going to go through something. We're going to go through something. For your faith to be strengthened, you got to go through something. But we are running out of time. Amen. But know that you must have faith in God. And he will deliver. He will heal. And he can set free. And when you have your faith in God, you can move those mountains in your life. You're going to have to go through some things, but you ain't got to go through it alone, because he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, just keep your faith in him. Keep your faith in God. Don't put it in man. Don't put it in your money. Don't put it in Jody. Don't put it in Pookinem and Pound, they might say. Put your faith in God, and everything will be all right, because he is a way maker, and he will deliver you, and he will set you free. But you got to have faith. God, 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 oh my God, woo, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, if you'll say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church. Get your Bible. Begin to read it. Develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the body of Christ. Build your faith by the reading of the word. Read the word out loud so that you can hear it. That's why I say it comes by hearing. So read the word of God. Build your faith because now is the time that you're going to meet God. And you must have faith to believe that he will, that he can, and that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly like everything that you could even ask. Because he's that kind of God. I'm so thankful that I know Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And I pray those that don't know Jesus will come to know him. And all those that know Jesus, it's time to get closer to him. It's praying time. Because Jesus is soon to return, and you got to know Jesus Christ, and you have to have a relationship with God, and you have to live by faith and not by sight. You got to live by faith and not by sight. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I pray that you will have a good week. All those that are off tomorrow, enjoy your day off. Tomorrow, be safe. Let no one steal your joy. May the peace of God be with you. In Jesus' name, have a great week. Amen. Glory to God. Tune in next week with your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Be blessed.